From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump blamed Congress Thursday for creating new tensions with Russia by approving sanctions against Moscow, and the Kremlin agreed the penalties would thwart improved relations. Andrew Palcheski has more.
The president said that the U.S. relationship with Russia is at an all-time and very dangerous low, and said, quote, "You can thank Congress." Congress overwhelmingly voted for the sanctions, and Trump, unwilling to risk having lawmakers override a veto, signed the legislation on Wednesday. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Trump's signing of the package of new Russia sanctions ends hopes for improving our relations. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Venezuela's president has denied allegations that official turnout figures for the election of an all-powerful constituent assembly were manipulated.
El estúpido este presidente de Smartmatic.
Nicolas Maduro accused Smartmatic, the international software firm behind the claim, of bowing to U.S. pressure. Maduro not only stood by the official count of 8 million-plus votes cast in Sunday's divisive election, but proclaimed that an additional 2 million people would have voted if they hadn't been blocked by anti-government protesters. A South African man held by al-Qaeda in Mali since 2011 has been freed, the South African government said on Thursday. Stephen McGowan was the last of three foreign nationals abducted in Timbuktu in November 2011 to be freed. The governments of Mali and South Africa worked together along with the NGO Gift of the Givers to negotiate his release. However, the South African International Relations Minister said no ransom was paid. For additional updates, follow VOA on social media platforms. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the country's intelligence agency has downgraded the threat level to aviation after an alleged Islamic-inspired plot to bring down a plane was uncovered.
Commissioner, the Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin's advised me that the investigation efforts are proceeding very successfully in terms of the gathering of evidence, and that I should expect, Australians should expect charges to be laid in due course, but that is, of course, a matter for the police.
Four men were arrested in raids in several suburbs of Sydney, Australia's largest city, at the weekend and held without charge under special terror-related powers. One man has since been released. A U.S. official familiar with the arrest told Reuters news agency that the target appeared to have been a commercial flight from Sydney to the Persian Gulf. Pakistan's military chief Thursday condemned as terrorism a Taliban attack in neighboring Afghanistan, in which two U.S. troops were killed and four others wounded. VOA's Robert Rafel.
The remarks came on a day when the U.S. Special Envoy for the region, Alice Wells, began a two-day official visit to Islamabad to discuss ways to end the armed Afghan conflict and other issues. The Taliban swiftly took credit for Wednesday's attack in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, saying one of its suicide bombers drove its explosives-packed car into the convoy.
A Taliban spokesman says 15 soldiers belonging to, quote, foreign occupation forces, including two high-ranking officers, were killed. However, the Taliban routinely exaggerates casualty figures when making such claims. Firefighters battled a blaze in Tokyo's Tsukiji Market. It's a fish market and is large and one of the most popular attractions in the city. The fire broke out just after 5 p.m. local time Thursday. Yoshiro Matsushita works at a restaurant inside the market.
Locals at Tsukiji Fish Market work really hard for their living. We all know they attracted many customers and tourists. I'm worried about how they'll cope with this incident. It must be hard for them with such severe damage.
The fire affected the so-called outer market where restaurants are located. The inner market was not affected. An Israeli police document says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is suspected of crimes involving breach of trust and bribes in two corruption cases. The document released to media outlets says the cases involving Netanyahu deal with suspicion of bribes and breach of trust. Police have put a gag order on reporting any additional details. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing, portraying the accusation as a witch hunt against him and his family by hostile media opposed to his political views. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.